Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, GK Nyambura, and today I'm a bit happier than I was the last time I was here by myself. Life is a bit better, I could say, if I do say so myself. I might also say that I went through some kind of therapy 2 weeks ago. I went through some kind of mental therapy. I can't say what it was because I will be promoting something that's not legal to promote. It's just I went through some kind of therapy, and I feel like I have my life a little bit in order now. I feel like I have the strength to wake up every morning. I no longer feel like shit like that, and I'm a bit better at, I'm doing a lot better at trusting my process. You know, the last time I was here, I was just like, I don't think I have the patience to wait. I feel like I'm doing so much and I can't see the results of whatever it is that I'm doing. You know, that's just generally the general feeling that I had. And it was really heavy and weighing down on me. And it was affecting my input and output, obviously. So I wasn't really myself. I was going through a lot of sadness, you know, just a lot of hopelessness. And after that night, I would say life has become a lot bearable. I no longer want to, like, end it all, you know. And I say that very lightly because I'm not suicidal. Trigger warning. I just don't show up, you know, like, can someone being suicidal also be in it? Because, like, you're killing yourself inside. I don't know. Oh, God. I'm yawning. Wah. Anyway, I have a really busy day today. I need to go meet my friend. Happy Women's Day, actually. She was like, what are you doing today? I said, nothing. I didn't even know it was Women's Day today. I thought it was yesterday for some reason. And then I proceeded not to wish anybody a happy Women's Day, as shameless as could be on a happy Women's Day, because yesterday was a very happy Women's Day for me. I took care of myself. I got a delivery that I was in love with, and I'm starting to feel like a lot of peace is coming with me just being consistently present at the gym, me just consistently going to the gym. It's something. I don't know what it is yet. I can't really quite say that I feel happier. I feel more motivated, more confident. No, not yet. I don't feel like that yet, but I feel a lot like I'm one with the process, you know, like the process is my life anyway, because no one ever assured us of like finality days consistently. Like, you can't say you do KCP now and then tomorrow KCSE and then the next day you graduate and then the next day you get a job, and then that's just not how it works, you know. So I'm doing a lot better at coming to terms with patience and waiting and all of that, and I feel like the quality of my life has improved greatly. Also, after I did that therapy, you know, days before that, I had been planning on doing 75 hard, which is, oh my God, why am I yawning so much? Anyway, so 75 hard, that's a challenge where you, for 75 days, you do things that just benefit you and things that grow you and things that make you thrive, you know, so like working out. You do like a 45-minute workout indoors and a 45-minute workout outdoors. And no booze. No going out, basically. Like, you need to check on your finances. You need to do everything. You get what I mean? Like, you just need to do something for every aspect of your life. And before then, before my therapy, I'd been saying that I'm going to start tomorrow. Oh my God, I'm going to start tomorrow. So for me, it felt like an event, you know. It started to feel like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to do this. And that's going to be day one. And it'll feel like a journey, you know, like something I'm embarking on. But after my therapy, it just started to feel like, oh, okay, this is just my life. Like, it's life, you know. I'm living a life. My mom keeps saying, like, Nyambura, you know, we're living a life. You can't just act like you're not living a life. This is a life that we're living, guys. I don't know how to explain that sentence, but it's sentences, okay? It makes sense. We are living a life. Yeah, we are living a life. And we can't just go around living life like we're walking on eggshells with everything. It's your life. Like, be intentional, be all of those things. And I was struggling with motivation, feeling like I just need to wake up tomorrow and I will go to the gym and I will come back and I will read and I will probably do my dishes, take a shower, like, fold my clothes, make my bed in the morning, things like that, you know. They felt like such an event in my life. But then after my therapy, it started to feel like a life. Like, okay, tomorrow I will do this, and that's just my life now. Like, it's what I'm expected to do. It's what I expect myself to do. It's what's there to do, you know. And it's been 2 weeks of being consistent in the gym. That's so wild to me, because I never saw myself as that person who would be there for a second week of the gym, to be honest. You know, like, the first one, okay, fine, I can try and run, I can try and go for like a walk, but going to the gym and actually taking a weight and lifting it and thinking like, wow, okay, I'm pushing my body to the limits that are there, like, to as many limits as I can, so I can see how much I'm able to stretch myself without really breaking. And it's been lovely to see. It's been good. I've been doing my dishes, like, while I'm cooking. You know, that's also my issue. I hate doing the dishes. God, I hate the dishes so much. Oh my God. I'll wash the house, wallahi. Like, I'll fua. But doing the dishes, that's just something else. You know, I just hate it. But I've been doing my dishes while I cook. I've been cooking. I've been trying to save my money. I've been buying clothes that actually make me happy. You know, clothes that are my size. I had a habit of, you know, I gain weight and lose weight so fast in my life that I'm not able to keep in touch with things my size. Unless I shop constantly, I'm not in touch with things that fit me, you know. So I have a lot of clothes in my closet that are just not fitting me anymore, and I've been holding on to them. But all these clothes do is just make me feel bad about myself, you know. Like, I'm just feeling so fat because these clothes that I used to wear when I was 60 kilos no longer fit me now that I've gained kilos, you know. It just stops. It's like you're defying logic and you're in turn making yourself hurt. That's what I realized. So I've been buying clothes that fit me, clothes that make me happy, clothes that make me feel sexy. You know, I also struggle with feeling sexy. Like, I want to feel sexy. I want to feel beautiful. I want to feel gorgeous. I want to present myself in a beautiful way, and I want to be regarded as beautiful, you know. You know, I just want to be like one of those girls who make efforts. And I used to be one of those girls. It's just somewhere along the way, I just lost it completely. And I understand, and I'm giving myself grace because I was dealing with things at the time, and I needed to separate myself from who I was to become who I am now. And to be able to go back and do those things again is just so inspirational for myself, you know. Like, just being able to realize that I was at such a dark place. In fact, today I even cried about it because I was watching Bullet Train. And I don't know, there's no emotional part apart from, like, the twins when one of them thinks the other one is dead. And then, oh, God, I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to spoil it for you. But it's just, it's emotional, but it's not all that. But then how the lead, I wouldn't say, okay, yeah, he's pretty much the lead because he doesn't die in that many places where he could have died. So it's Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt is the lead. And he just kept saying like all these affirmations to himself. You know, he's been saying a shrink, but he's like an assassin or someone on always on a job, on a mission. Like those kinds of jobs, the body counts, the other body count jobs. And he'd been doing that, but like he's been seeing a shrink and now he's come back and he's so in his what do men call it, an arc. Yeah, he's in his feelings arc, like zen arc. He's trying to listen to his emotions and be one with nature and try to do all of that, you know. So he said, if you put peace out to the world, peace will come back to you. And I was like, damn, like he is expressing his change and everything bad keeps happening around him. But like he still maintains like, okay, this is what we've learned so far. This is this, you know, because you live and you learn. So from the things that I've done in the past, this is what I've learned and this is what I'm going to execute. I've been having a lot of realizations lately and it's just so crazy to me. So I cried in the morning because I was like, damn, I remember when there were dark days in my life and I didn't even realize they were dark. They were just so dark. But I was just keeping to myself and trying to put myself together. And it worked in the moment. But now I feel like I'm a bit more sympathetic about the situation to me. And I just feel like I need to be more gentle with myself in the future. You know, I don't deserve all this bad negative things that have happened to me in the past, and how have my actions led to all these things that have happened in my life, you know, and who are the people I'm surrounding myself with, what are the things that I'm doing for myself, what matters to me, what doesn't matter to me. And I realized that everything that I did in the past was to protect who I'm trying to become again. So I wasn't wrong, you know. I don't feel a sense of guilt in being the way that I was because I'm protecting who I am now, like who I'm trying to be. Because as I have mentioned, that who I'm trying to be is more or less just who I've been in the past, you know. I've been considerate in my past. I've been gentle. I've been, my divine feminine has surpassed my divine masculine at some point, and I'm talking to the all-time listeners of this show. My divine feminine has in the past, in fact, overtaken my divine masculine, and I've lived in my soft girl era, as you would call it, in the past, and I feel like it's time to go back to that. So it's time for me to take care of myself, to actually care for my physical well-being, to care for my mental well-being, to care for my relationships, care for who I'm around, care for what is building me and what's growing me, you know. I just feel so, I don't know, the therapy definitely worked, and it's a really fucked up story. I hope I get to tell it when I'm like 30 or something. And obviously I will be telling it on this show because this show is going to be here in 2030. Hopefully. Anyway, yeah, I was just saying how I will be gentle with myself, and that's what I intend to be. And a lot of my perspectives have changed and have grown. I wouldn't say changed, have grown. I'm aware that I intend to be in the legal field and I intend to practice. So I need to like lose all the lenses that I see life through that are biased. Like I need to stop seeing men as an entity and instead see them as individuals, as I see girls, you know. I think of men as like a whole group. That's not how it works. I will need to come to terms with like men are their themselves. Men are who they are, you know, and they're individual, and each one has a personality, and each one makes their choices just as I do, you know. So I need to lose the lens of bias, lose the lens of pride, lose the lens of prejudice, lose the lens of all of those things, you know. I need to be in my purest form in order for me to be a good legal officer, or whatever I intend to be, you know. Yeah, that's also something that I learned. And I've been afraid of growing into my career and feeling like, God, I'm going to be a lawyer and I'm going to do things like just the transition. If you're an engineer, you'd feel the same way, like, fuck, I'm actually going to work on a house, and the house is actually going to, like, work. Real people are going to live there. You can't afford to make a mistake, you know. I'm coming to terms with realizing, I'm coming to terms with the fact that my decisions will have real life consequences, and they will affect real people who live real lives. As I said, we are living a life, and this is real life. That I think that's what the saying generally means. We are living a life, and this is real life, you know. So I can't come with my guns blazing over biases that I have had in the past. Because if I intend to be a judge eventually, I will need to not have any of those. And so that's something I'm learning. I also learned that another side effect of the therapy that I had on one Saturday with my boyfriend. It was really good therapy. So I had it and he didn't have it. It was just me. What did I want to say? God, I keep forgetting shit I'm about to say. The therapy that I had, one of the side effects will be ego disillusionment, which means that I'll come to the level of people and I will start to feel like my ego is coming in the way of a lot of things. Like, I will start to feel like I'm losing my ego, you know. And I feel like I apologize to so many people. I was just like, oh my God, I'm such an asshole. My God. And I was crying and I was really sad, but it didn't weigh me down. You know, I was just like, okay, from today, I'm going to be a better person. And I have been a better person. And it's been 2 weeks. Isn't this crazy? Like, I wish I could tell all of you. But it's highly private and it could affect me very negatively. So I would rather not. But I hope that in at least once in your lifetime, you go through this. That I feel like this is my life now, you know. I feel like it's my lifestyle. And I don't know. I'm starting to make it sound like it's my entire personality. I promise you it's not. I'm not going to talk about this anymore. Because then again, that's just leaving you guys on edge, and it's just annoying, you know, just starts to get annoying. I hate people who do that to me, so I don't want to do that to you. Anyway, I think we have come to the end of the episode. Oh my God, season 4 has been going on forever, but that can only be like a reflection of where I've been mentally. I hope to do better in the future, and I hope to make more episodes. Hopefully, I need to go to the gym so I can come back and go meet my friend. Yeah, I'm going to meet my friend later. It's a little happy Women's Day, and we're going to meet and conglomerate as two women and enjoy life, you know. Anyway, happy Women's Day, everybody, to all moms, to all sisters, all our female cousins, all our grandmothers, our mothers, who else, our little nieces, our transgender women, everybody, all women, happy Women's Day. I love all of you and I hope you all thrive. Kwaheri.